I apologize. Something I wasn't expecting was maybe an emergency phone call in the middle of Chabura, but I hope that doesn't happen, and whatever, we can pick up another time if it's an issue. All right, I have two goodies here. What? I hope so, yeah. Okay. Take one of each. One is a tshuva, or shatarot, and one is something which it's more or less a similar idea with a different application from Big Fat Song. Yeah, it's a, right. One of each. Okay. So just to pick up where we left off last time, Siat Shmaya, but also to backtrack something we discussed in the past. So people weren't here last week, so we were on the topic of and how that relates in a practical sense to the din of the Rajba at the end of Tzadi Tes, the heter of using a kli, Shadakla Shamish Beshefa, when there's an Isser Muat there. We said that it's a very limited heter, and we try to avoid using it whenever possible. So there's one more permutation which you can go through why Yismicha and never really come across, because it's not in Chelek Aleph, it's in Chelek Beis of your day in Yayin Nesach, where there's a lot of interchange in halachas that are in Chelek Aleph. But I thought it was important to address because you don't come across it in the normal Chomer of what we learn in the Yordaya program. Okay, but just to backtrack, the other packet that's here is, that we'll work with first, is the packet that has Hilchos Chodesh on the front, which I wanted to mention in the context also of Devar Sheyesh Matirin. We're not going to talk about the Heterim of Chodesh in America, maybe a different Chabura, but an application, again, of what we did last week. So just to go through the first couple of pages quickly, everyone knows there's an Isser Chodesh, and the Tzvua that was Nishrash, after the Omer was cut, so then it's only Mitr after next Pesach comes. And the question is, why we aren't Nohag in general? Most people aren't even aware of the Isser or aren't being Makan on the Isser in America. So the Ramah brings this famous Svek Sveka, that it's a Suffek if the Tzvua is from the previous year for this year, and even if it is from this year, maybe it was Nishrash HaKodem HaOmer. A lot of discussion if the Svek Sveka is even valid, B'chlal, maybe it's Mishem Echad. A lot of discussion. Shachar, he mentions it over here in Reish Tzadi Gimel, if you should accept the Svek Sveka, Makom Devar Sheyesh L'Matirin, which Rabbi Simon, I believe, discussed in Shir as well. The posts immediately try to find other kulas in order to justify the practice that people aren't really makbid. The Ruch HaShulchan, page 3, collects all the deis and rishonim, if it's deraisa, if it's drabanan, because obviously the starting point for a limud tzchus, why we're not makbid on chadash, is going to say that it's an isser drabanan, that you can find on page 5 already in Sif Vav. So he comes to the conclusion, in the fifth line of the Sif, Nirba enai niha machaber lifso kalacha de chadash b'chutz la'aretz drabanan. So once you say it's drabanan, so then we can start talking about tzvekis to be matirit. But more specifically, what's most practical is what the Magen Avraham quotes in Orach Chaim in Hilchos Pesach. It's on page 6 over here, the end of Siman Tav Pei Tes. The Mechaber brings the same halacha of Chadash as he did in Yordaya. Aser le'echol Chadash apet manazeh bein lechem bein kol ben karmel ad chilas le'el yudches ben nisan ber tisrael ad chilas yud zayim ben nisan. So either it's the second night of Pesach, third night of Pesach, depending on whether or not you have a Sveka Diyoma issue in Chutz La'aretz or in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so Nifsek and Shulchan Aruch didn't exist, and the Magen Avraham over there on the side, it's at the top of the page, Asur Lechol Chadash, Ayin Yoredeyas Min Reish Tadi Gimel, Shkaz Brahma Hetu Lechadash, Ubishlo Kosov She'ein Zeh Shayach Midos Polin, Sherova Tvua, Kamar Kul Mizra Machar Pesach, Gami Nevi'in Shem Tuos, Vindina Secher. So the Magen Avraham says that the Shlo disproves the whole premise of the Ramah. The Ramah is based on a Svek Sveka. One of the svekas in the Svek Sveka is that maybe the Tzvua is not Chodesh Bechlal. So, but many parts of Europe, they knew very well that that the Tzvua was from Chodesh, so there's nothing to talk about. A little bit further in the second skinny line, Kasa B'Tshuma Shama, this is where very important. The Apan Izmer Chodesh, even someone who is Makbid on Chodesh, Ein Tzarech Lochush L'Pleitas HaKelim. So you have many people who are Makbid on Chodesh and they go to other people's houses to eat. So how do they deal with the fact that the Kelim have Blias of Tarfus? It's Macholos Asuris. The Ram brings down Chodesh and Hilchos Macholos Asuris. The HaKol Chodesh B'Zman HaZeh Einu El Esfeket Rabbanim. The HaFilum Hayavale Yisr Hayabot Barob Midaraisa. So he says, the reason he can get away with the Kalim over here is because Chodesh Bezman is a Safik Rabbanon. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan was Masif those Ashitas. And he says anything that you cook is going to be Batal Barov, and it's Mutar Midaraisa. So if it's Mutar Midaraisa, so then you're only worried about the Rov Shabbat. And it's only Midrabbanon that it's not Batal Barov, that you need Shishim. Since it's only a suffix, so we can say suffix darbon l'kula. This is another example of what in Anishpach Tariches, one of the primary nachmin is between whether or not tamkir is deraisa, darbonon, and even if you hold tamkir deraisa, when it's only nisa darbonon. Okay, so Ramah continues by quoting the Trumas Adeshan, Ein Lidish Barabim, Lesher, Mishum Daslin, Basarov, Dagan, Shabbamina Yashan, Lachin Yer, Legal, Echel, Mechskel, Ahad, Pitzakli, Akan, Lashonah. So the Ramah is saying, based on that Trumas Adeshan, you can certainly be Mekel in a case where there's Bitul Barov of Yashan, because Chodesh is even more Kal, it's only a Chumra. Okay, so Magid Ram says a very important Ha'ar here. He named Ashkasa, the Batul Barov in Daraisa. Why did he say it's Batul Barov in Daraisa? Pirsha Tamachada is Batul Barov in Daraisa, Zel Dafkim in Bemino. So he says the Ramah's cool is a little bit shaky. It's only going to help you if you're cooking a min b'mino taroves one after another. Dahainu that the first item I cooked in the kli is going to be the same min, and the second thing I cook in there will also be the same min. So this way, whatever tam comes out of the pots from the first cooking will be batal barov in the tam of the item that I'm cooking the second time around. So since it's batal barov and it's min b'mino, so min v'mino is batal midaraisa barov, and it's only a chumra darbanon to be mishar shishim.
But that's the hekhet himsa in that case to get a
chumra darbanon. Right. But lamaisa, it's implied in the Magen Avraham that there's a hole over here.
And the shaft there learns. Doesn't the shaft there also say there is a?
Okay. So
just min v'mino there is the way of reading it in the darbanon. There's min v'mino. It's not going
to be darbanon. Okay. Right. But here they're almost trying to give a blanket kula. To be matzah
the
pitz. Okay.
Oh,
so I. Let me correct myself before I might have slipped. I don't mean to say that the Ramah in this tshuva is siding with the Aruch HaShulchan as a psak that we hold it's only asim drabanan. I think I did say that. I slipped. We're assuming not like that. That no, the Isser of Chodesh is a din d'oraisa. The Ramah says you can certainly rely on this because it's only a chumrah, which that seems to imply. You're right that it's a. That it's going to be even more kal. But the Magen Avraham picks on this Ramah because he said we have to deal with what is Pasha's Rov Rishonin based on a Stam Mishnah and Arla that Chodesh is an Isser Daraisa. So that's one thing to keep in mind, that we have to use Min B'mino to get a Shaila of a Bitul Barov situation where it's Tarovis is going to be Bitul Barov. So since the Magen Avraham says, you know, this isn't the best answer, the next bracket there, nearly the Olam Song from Ashkasov Rabbeinu Baruch in Sefer Truma, the Chodesh b'chutz l'aretz midrabanan, lo gozru ata b'chutz l'aretz kevin she'inan asmuchim l'aretz Yisrael. So he takes the Aruch HaShulchan's Kula even further. Not only is he going to assume that Chodesh b'chutz l'aretz is only the Rabbanan, but in the same way we find in some Rishonim by Trumas and Maestris, that even though Trumas and Maestris they were gozer and artzis asmuchos, like Surya b'chule, when it comes to like America, so there wasn't even a gzeres rabbanon on those things. So obviously that's going to be a totally all-encompassing heter, but obviously one that relies on a very narrow shita in the Rishonim.
Again, that heter is giving now is going to work even for not a bluya.
Even for not a bluya, right?
Right. If you just want to be master bluya, he could say it's the rabbanon and use the same svara as you just said.
Right. I think okay. But that would only help you on the blues, like you're saying.
Right. And then it would be even Mimshein Amino, but again,
right. And you see from the Ramon in Yoredei Lechora that the Minig Olam was to be Makel across the board.
Right.
So they need a limit source for that. Okay.
You're still
aiming
at smooth
holes
even though you can get an airplane
go there. Yeah, I mean, it's geographical smooth
holes,
yeah.
Why?
So there were goes there, else.
Yeah. So you saw the Tosfos and Chulin, the Kvdalet. Talks about Chodesh Chutz La'aretz. I don't know if that's on the list, but that already you see the Svaras in the Rishonim that only if it's that close, is a Gzera Atu, that if you come to eat the Tvu over here, you're going to eat the Tvu over there, we're right near each other. Okay. All right, so you can be Makbid if you want. So the next page in Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Pesach, so won't go into it now, but this Bir Halacha summarizes You know, the Shitas and Rishonim, and as you might guess, at the bottom of the column, the end of the page, which is Aftal Nuchal Gamazel Limchos Ba'olam Shinagul Hakel, Kumashkaz Ba'achronim, Ava Roiv and Nochal Mahachmel Atzmal Kapan Mazel, Dogdol Rishonim Hu, etc., etc. You can continue on the next page. But obviously, you know, again, there's a lot of weight to the fact that so many Rishonim are Machmir. But let's focus on the a little bit the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah, Mem Ches. So he quotes the Mishnah, the Magen Avraham we just read. Atchilas, because v'achronim da'afin nizhar mechadosh, einam nizhar bepleitas hakelim. Right, that's the Magen Avraham. Dimbish, in Shartzion, he says, shemtzad dimbish l'atam min achar, yesh l'achmer gavim pleitas hakelim. Right, that's the Magen Avraham's conclusion we just spoke out. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds on, obviously, it's not going to help if it's barlosh and it's bashabo mitzvah chadash of nirsha avizah in lahachmei rak besoch meis leis min avishal harishon. You only have to be worried, even if you're going to be machmer in kalim, within meis leis of the first bishul. And Sharzina over there says lahach meis leis shu nosim tam avkam yishal es mochal makilin. So even if the mishnah berurah bets wants to be machmer like the rishonim, say there's a problem of chadashim chutzlaretz, but when it's only nosim tam avkam and it's only nisur rabbanim to be machmer makilin, so then you can rely on the other sheets that are made.
Why does it have to be in the bar?
Because then.
But even if it is bar, it's not the same. Meaning, Naniyach, like the. That is min v'shein. Naniyach, that is min v'mino. And. Meaning, you're taking this bar of the Shuvas Haramah, so fine, so it's min v'mino. So that even if it's bar, it should be mutter.
No, that was to create that it's only an Isser Drabon, because there's a bit of Baruch. But you still need to say it's a suffix to me if it's Chadash or not.
So but Vadai Rov.
It's a Vadai Rov. So that makes it only an Isser Drabon. That makes it only Nisra Drabbanan. So I had to say it's Safik Drabbanan Bakula.
Right, because I have a Safik Shisha. Maybe I do have Shisha.
No, we're not talking about Nishfak over here. This is just
I want to even someone's house, right? So, after Nisra Mechadosh, I am Nisra Mechadosh, like Kalim.
So we assume that if I use the Kalim that he used, there's Bittel Barov, the Belios are Bittel Barov in the item that he cooked now.
So, I don't know if they're Bittel Bashishim, so that's Safik Drabbanan. Maybe they're Bittel. Some of their Bittel.
Oh, you're right. So if we assume that most kalim don't have shishim keneged the walls, which is usually the case, so you don't have a suffik shishim. You only have a suffik yisod rabbanon. You're right. If you could create a situation, last week we spoke about the tanker trucks where they figured out that there was shishim in the trucks keneged the walls.
And stam kalim in the oven, you throw that in here.
So the Gemara only says that by goy. One only says that by goy. That Stam Kalim ben Yom and Avagoy are in ben Yom, I think. But again, that's an easy subject to be embarrassed. Let me ask the guy. Did you? You know, I'm stomach at breakfast. You know.
Yeah. No, but of that breakfast, there wasn't the whole pan. There's only a little bit.
Okay. Everything here is nitan to make a cheshbon to.
Yeah.
You're right.
The Rambam says about Barov.
Yeah.
He doesn't mean Tam. He's talking about the actual stuff, about Barov. I mean, the
well, he's only talking about Pleitas Kalim.
He's referring. He says the hakol chadash is not zeh. You know, let me speak their banim. The afilu im hayavada yisur hayavada berov bidreisa. Koshkin chadash eino elokam in ba'ama. The hakol kasamari the ain lidrash v'ra'am the asur mishum does lin basarov dogam shabami minay.
Hey, the guy cooked a bowl of spaghetti.
What?
The guy cooked a bowl of spaghetti. It's all dogam.
Most of the spaghetti is yashu, not chadash. Meaning, he's saying that the actual ba'an is above berov. Most of the.
The Magen Avraham didn't understand it that way. I hear what you're saying.
So let's
talk about it afterwards. I hear what you're saying. We can cheshbon it out. I hear what you're saying. Okay. Fine. Just the bonus over here, we're not going to go through it, but one interesting thing to see in the Piskei Tshuvas on that halacha about Chodesh in Ha'ara 133. So one of the Maral Tzins and the Tshuvas Shivas Nefesh. So in order to be... I guess Lima's chus for the belt. It's not makbid. So he says, even though the gra, you know, Milan Gadol from the Gon, he yelled, it's an iser. Masik al pishlo kam kamahu ka gra mimosa kadmonim mikomako Milan Gadol me rashbi shenihirin lo kosh vila derekiv v'chol alamas al yonim bapo pichin brabim and amkomas less helps like a baser. So I don't know if that's the best. I don't know if the post can use that type of svara often, you know, in hachras halach al maisa, but. You know, I don't know, maybe it's a little more Hasidish. Okay, anyway, on page 11, this comes to a practical conclusion in how the OU deals with people who are makbid on Yashan. The OU does offer you know, a special OU Yashan certification. So how does that take into account what we discussed? So just try to go through quickly. Number one, it's got to be something, equipment that's used exclusively for Yashan, or it was down at least 24 hours after the end of the non-Yashan production, as explained afterwards. Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, Shaar Tzion, says that individuals who are careful to only eat Yashan may eat Yashan produced on equipment that was used for products that may have been Chodesh, again, we're working with a suffix over here, without kashering, even if the equipment is Ben Yomo, if the Yashan and possibly Chodesh items are Min Bemino. That's the Magen Avraham and the Truvas Rama. If, however, the items are min b'she'eno mino, or if the equipment was used for items that are surely chadash, then the equipment may not be used until the zayin ben yomo, but no kashering is required. So that's all mavur from the Shaar Tzion. Before we go further, just want to make an important ha'ara on this, which really makes, as far as I know, and I spoke to Rabbi David Cohen and Rabbi Schefter about this, and they were masking, so I'm not sure how it plays out in real life, but it ends up being a very, very limited kula in the kalim. Because Curtis gave the example before, I baked a loaf of bread one day that was chadash, and then the next day I bake another loaf of bread that's yashan. So now, at the outset, that sounds like a Tarovas min bimino, that it's bread going into other bread. But on the other hand, isn't that, or couldn't we come up with siurim similar to that, that are not Tarovas min bimino when it comes out into the second item, but it's a Tarovas min bimino u vishaino mino, where, let's say I cook spaghetti, pure chadash, in the pot on one day. Then the next day, I cook macaroni and cheese. So enachanami, the tam from the noodles, the spaghetti on the first day, and the macaronis are min b'mino, but the cheese is makabel tam of min b'she'eno mino from the spaghetti that was in there the pot the day before. So if you remember, what you have on the next page, yeah, that's a huge machloka shach and taz in Simen Tzadiches, whether or not you apply the salek or the rajba in reverse. And I think everybody... Min b'mino, min b'sheinu mino. Can you say that there's a din of salek, that the way the Taz learns it, I think the way the Rav, Rabbi Konigsberg quotes from the Rav, that min b'mino, it's mevatel the min shal iser, so even the tam into the she'eno mino is going to be tam shal heter, but the shach right on the page says that it's crazy. L'maisa, it's a tam min b'mino to a tam min she'eno mino. So I don't know if this cool is really going to help you so much. And again, for someone who's makbid on chadash, if they go to someone's house and they're relying on using the same kalim when they're bnei yoman for min b'mino, you got to really make sure that it's actually min b'mino and it's not min b'she'eno mino. And if the first day's dish was macaroni and cheese, so you chananed up all the cheese and the macaroni and everything's tam shalisser. So it makes it a lot more complicated. That's why the heter of the Mishnah Berurah to rely on inu ben yomo is a lot more wide, all encompassing and able to be applied more widely. Yeah.
You get to count the good spaghetti towards your shishan.
And echanami. You have more to count, right. So. 100%. 100%. I'm just saying it gets, you got to filter all this out or in. Yeah. Okay, so that's one ha'ar on the side. The chorus.
Yeah. The Ramah is just the Ramah, not the Ramah. The Shabur himself, just, I don't know, he says you can make a. Really, even by
min b'she'eno mino. If it's so in ben yomo, the Rama.
Even if it's borrow low, still only mistake, but it seems like it's not borrow low.
Right, I think because then you have only a suffix drabanan. And it's another drabanan of the kalim being in ibn yom. Is that what you're pointing out?
Okay.
Right. So if your marba kamasvek is over here, you're right. But the OU, and this is one of the problems with yashan and chadash in America nowadays, is that it is I'm not going to say absolutely, but it is very, very more easily able to be determined what is yashan and what is chadash. Companies keep track of the information of when things were grown. That's why there's this famous guide by a man named Yosef Herman, who yearly puts out information about about the dates and the serial numbers on the packages to know what's what. So there's not so much room for Ein Bara anymore. And Achanan or Schefter told me that they got to be careful about this when they're using these Hetzerim. Okay, but maybe we'll go into that another time. All right. So a different topic though. The The OU also has to be concerned with the shittas that argue. Magen Avraham explains that that his opinion is based on the assumption that Imi Chadash Mufat Laris is surely no more than Nisra Drabbanan, as we explained. However, the Shagas argues that Chadash is Ashmi Daraisa even in Chutz Laris, and therefore holds that the standard rules of Tam Keikar apply. So everything we've said so far is assuming it's Drabbanan. Can we do anything for those people who want to be Machmir that it's Mamish Nisra Daraisa, even in Chutz Laris?
Yeah, again, I just don't understand. If you assume that it was only Nisra Drabbanan, then shouldn't be necessarily bound by those conditions.
If Chodesh is an Nisra Drabbanan.
Meaning that Shuvas, that Moed Avraham, meaning when he quoted those, the above things, that was working with him in Shuvas Ramah, wasn't it?
Right, you're right.
And that was assuming Chodesh is Deraisa.
Right, so you're saying that the Moed Avraham afterwards says...
You're saying this opinion is based on something that Chodesh is Drabbanan. No, meaning if it's Drabbanan, then the Chodesh, you don't need those...
So I think what he means...
I think those other caveats,
right.
Like Safi, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't used, or Min She'inim.
So one thing I can tell you for sure, what I do think that they're referring to over here is that what the Mishnah Berurah says in the Sharetzin, that if it's Nosen Talmud Kam, you can rely, you can use the Kalim. But Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah is, B'tziruf, the fact that it's only Nisra Drabbanan anyway, Nosen Talmud Kam, then you can rely on the Shitas Dechuyos, that Chodesh is only an Nisra Drabbanan in Chutz La'aretz. That Chodesh is only Nisra Drabbanan in Chutz La'aretz.
So then I can rely on the Shita that it's Drabbanan.
That Nosen Talmud Gam, yeah. I can use the Kalim. Since it's only Nisra Drabbanan, I'll the Kalim because they're in a Ben Yomo. So when it's Nisra Drabbanan, I can rely on the other post and say that it's only Nisra Drabbanan to begin with and sort of put the two Drabbanans together. Okay, yeah. We'll talk about it after. Okay.
So I'm saying you shouldn't need Min She'ino Minu. You shouldn't need the Shirley versus the Safi. If you're in the Issa Drabbanan category, not the Issa Deraisa category, then even if it was surely Chodesh,
right.
And even if it was Mim She'in Amino, it should still be okay. Because when you have the Suffolk Shisha.
Okay, but again, you're relying on the Suffolk Shisha. If they're going into a factory and they want to know that we can give a Hashkaf over here, so there has to be, so you have to know what the recipe calls for. Now the production could have Shisha, could not have Shisha. Again, the Beis Yosef says Lahedya, based on the Rishonim, that without further determining anything, 99.9% of Kalim are always not going to have Shishim in their Toth. Okay, so according to the Shagas Aryeh, so in order to mark something OU Yashan, so we have to assume that it's an Issa Doraisa. So therefore, we can only give such a Hashgacha, the OU can only give such a Hashgacha, if the Kalim are in a B'nai Yoman, which is Mutter B'dievet. Okay, so now this bridges us back to what we discussed last week. Famous tshuva from Rav Moshe in Yerideya Chelek Beis. Copied a little bit more of the tshuva Simon Mem Aleph, where he says that enachanami, the din of using a kli that ainu ben yomo for a goy who owns a factory to produce in that factory where the kelim are imnei yomon to produce kosher items. Als the guy, there's nothing to talk about because he has no concern about the Isser of Bishal in those Kalim because it's only an Isser on the Mavashal. It's a Gzeir on the Gavra. But it doesn't affect the food that comes out of the factory in any way. So we should have no problem giving Ashkacha to let the guy cook on his Nosen Talmud Gam Kalim and produce kosher foods. However, Ramosha says that it's Mechur HaDavar that the OU or any other Ashkacha agency should provide Ashkacha where we know very well that they're using kelim that are in Naomi. So now, I want to discuss a little bit more what the rationale behind that is, and as a result, we said that when there's stud makula, so we don't hold that it's mechur hadavar, so we'll try to get a little better parameters for that caveat. So the next page in Ikvi Atzon, let's say they stop production Friday at 2 p.m., and then they say, Monday morning, we're going to make our kosher run. That's the situation Rav Moshe is talking about. Okay, so...
Rav Moshe is not relying on the
Yom? You can't, under normal circumstances, give a hashgacha to a guy who's producing things, kaseder, on Nosen Talmud Gam Kalim. So now we'll talk about when that doesn't apply. Based on that tshuva that's there. And Yerideya, it's a few pages later. It's on page 17. 16, 17. Okay, fine. So what Rav talks about in this in Simon Yud Beis and Ekvi Atzon, just a little bit of background. I don't want to get too sidetracked on this, but quotes Rabbi Chanan says you can be Masader Kedushin when even if you know that the people who are getting married are one of them is a mamzer, as long as they don't know that. because the din that sapik mamzer's mutter means that, doesn't mean I have to tell you, but as far as that person's concerned, it's mamish heter gomer to them because they don't know, even if I do know. And he takes this and applies it based on the Rishonim to a number of other situations, like by avelus halacha kamekel ba'avel, halacha kamekel ba'irvin, and also what lachor is a gemar mefureshes, where Ruchan is coming from is by Arlos Chutzlaritz. We say that Arlos Chutzlaritz Safik is Mutter. And the Gemara there has a case where the Amoraim used to trade, that they knew that their fruits themselves, they knew their fruits were Taka Arlos Chutzlaritz, but I can give you a present of a free apple because you don't know that it came from a tree that's Arla, so there's no Isra on you. So Shartu points out that that's only going to help when you have situations, categories of halacha that have these specific ramifications, specific agaras that as long as the other person doesn't know about it, I can give it to him l'chatchila and let him enjoy it without telling him. So he talks about a case, a rov comes to a city and he gets there and the eruv there has some things that he doesn't like so much. So the rov, you know, as he comes into the post, has no chiyuv to tell all the people, you know, the eruv you've been using for the last 20 years with the previous rov is totally bad, and you know, can't carry the Shabbos. But rather, halacha kamekel be'eruvin follows that same pattern, and as far as you're concerned, you're not kufif to me yet, so you can follow what you've been saying. There's no shadiness on my part by allowing you to rely on something that I personally don't hold of. Okay, but if the new rav has been there for a while already, and now the people are kuffed to his psukim, so then he has a responsibility to tell them what he actually holds. Because even if you hold suffix, say halach kamekel ba'avel, but if I learned up the sugya and I go l'chumra, so then I have to follow l'chumra. So in the bracket there on page 20, so he has an interesting application of this. It has to do with kashrus. He named yesh rav hanosin hashgachos v'yesh be'ezah meichel tarovish al orlas chutzlaritz. I know that dole is producing orlas chutzlaritz, but no one in the Jewish community knows about that. So let me put my personal hashgacha on dole. They don't know that it's a shayla of orlas chutzlaritz, so it's 100% mutter based on that gemara. He says no, because to put a hashgacha on something is very different than just allowing you to eat it. Even though it's mutter to them, and it's, Rashat says, not even lifnei iver, yesh lezeh rav omer shezeh ha-maichel kosher. Sherry, hu ba'atzmo yodeh she'inenu kosher. He knows himself that it's not kosher, he can't give hashgacha. He brings a mashal, everyone knows the nesivis, that an isra d'rabbanan, b'shogeg doesn't require tshuva, if you eat something that's asur d'rabbanan by accident. Because the whole isser is only a merit against chachamim. And if you didn't know that you were rebelling against chachamim, it's only b'shogeg, then it would be mutter. You don't have to do tshuva for that. That doesn't mean that I can give a hashgacha without telling everyone, by the way, it's really asur d'rabbanan, but you don't know, so go ahead and enjoy it because you're not being over on divrei chachamim because you're not aware of the iser. You can never do something like that. And it's not a din in Hilchos Kashrus in your day as much as it is a din in Choshen Mishpat. That mitzad ona, I have no right to sell you something and say that it's 100% kosher when in reality you would never in a million years do something like this in your own kitchen. Okay, so that's how Rav Shechter understands this din of mechur hadavar, that there's a qualitative difference between giving you something which is mutter for you to eat and putting my hechsher on it. And that's what Rav Moshe means, mechur hadavar, that even though you're right, the food that was cooked in the Inavim Yomer Kalim is 100% fine, the food is mutter, but for us to give a hashkacha to that, something that you would never do in your own living room, in your own kitchen, is immoral and really violates the unwritten contract between the consumer and the OU. This is not to be consumed, not to be confused with what I have. I photocopied the last shuva in the packet. Is a famous shuva from Zalman. From Zalman talks about if I'm makpid not to use fruits that were grown during Shvius that has a heter mechira on it, but I know that someone else who I'm either buying fruits from or selling the fruits from, he is knowing a heter of heter mechira. So is it lifnei iver for me to deal with him on the terms that he would normally deal with? And because he holds that it's mutter, so even though I'm choshish, he's not going to treat it properly. But he has an appropriate bona fide rav that he's being somach on that heter mechira is okay. So there's no lifnei iver for me to provide that to him. So there's an important distinction between that and what Rav Shechter is talking about, where be'etzem there's no, the Rav HaRashi of Eretz Yisrael is not going to tell you that it's really, you know, this Isser Drabanan that you don't need to do tshuva for is 100% mutter. They're not going to tell you that. You can't give ashkacha on that. So there, taka would, it might not be lifnei iver, but it's part of this mechura davar that Rav Moshe is referring to in the tshuva.
Just to clarify, if someone were to come to this new rabbi, is he here about the shabbos?
Yeah, is the air about the shabbos, yeah.
He has the shabbos. So, in that case, would the rabbi able to say yes? I think
the answer to the question is the Eruv of the Shabbos. The answer is yes. If you ask the Rav, do you personally believe that it's
kind of carrying the Shabbos?
So the Rav Shechter has in public and in writing given many examples of where, whether it be the Rav or other Gedolim, where people went to them, asked them a Shaila, and that Rav gave them an answer which was totally against what they normally hold. But as Rav Shechter explained, the Rav felt, look, you're not my Talmud. You just came to ask me a shaila out of the blue. So I'll give you what the general minhag olam, the psak of Rav Poskim is. You know, but if you then say, we won't give hashkacha to such a thing as mechur adav unless we have other things in place, which is what we're going to try to get to now.
But I thought it's not that they will,
because why?
Because the fellow of the Lord, Kula Zareh.
No, not even that. That's why that document, the Daf HaKashrus, ends off by saying we have to have different standards.
Even though Mishnah Berurah himself is a maker.
Even though Mishnah Berurah, yeah, but some people want to be machmer, like the Biur Halacha, like the Mishnah Berurah himself really holds you should be known. It says that they have to have a different standard. Oh, okay. I'm saying out why they're able to. Yeah, not because of what Rafi said, but because of ways that we can deal with Mechura Dover when it's not really Mechura Dover. Okay, fine. So I don't know if we're going to pick up with, have enough time to get back to the Bitlis al Khatkhila, but what's relevant to that are these two pages that I guess everyone got by now. One is document K50, and the other is a page or two from Ekvetzon. Are there any extras? Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So these are two important exceptions to where the Mechura Dover won't apply. On Kuvayin Beis in Ekbetzon Yud Dalid, so Rav Shechter there shtels tzu, that just like we have a din of Dover Sheish Matirin, Rashi says in Beitza, Achet Elchlana Be'isser, Elchlana Be'heter, when you have a heter that's going to be mutter anyway, an isser that's going to be mutter anyway, better wait till it's mutter 100% instead of relying on the bittel. And he says that's really the same thing as we find in Poskim, that I shouldn't buy something that a goy produced with bittel when I know that it's available to me at an equal price and same availability without bittel. Agav, I think maybe Simcha Wilk, someone made the ha'ar in the shir, how does this stim with what Rabbi Simon mentioned earlier in the year, that some people say it's kfira if you don't rely on bittel, and that, I don't know, you have to rely, or you should rely on the bittel, whatever, that's, put that on the side. Right. So Rabbi Ganak likes to say that, yeah, nachlam, it's machlokes rishonim. Even though everyone likes to say over that it's kfir and not to rely on bittel, a lot of rishonim say not that way.
Right, the ones who say that it's not kfir, they bring up the
right. Right, 100%. Right. Some say you shouldn't, if something is bittel, you still shouldn't eat it, because there's episode shmek of a sibas isser or something like that.
I mean, it's chassidah, not real. Like,
better to avoid it. But that it's praiseworthy. No, they're not by Dov Sheish Matir.
So they treat Dov Sheish Matir as a raya.
That there is such a notion as, even if there's bittel, sometimes Chazal say, better if you don't rely on the bittel when you don't have to. They do. I'll give you the marmakos later if you want.
It's in the packets.
It's in the packets, that's right. It's in the packets.
Oh, really?
Packet one.
I think Rabbi Forrest, that in the beginning, he has like an introduction to like Machalos Asuris in general, so he quotes some Marma Komos on this too. Is Beheter, is the Pisle Tshuva talks about this?
Yigas Moshe
talks about it?
Last
volume, okay. All right, fine. So Rav Shechter is talking about in this piece when they can use enzymes in food production that's been nishtana to some extent. So on the next page of that, page Kufayin Gimel in Ikvetzon. So he quotes at the end of the first paragraph an important Prima Gadim in Hilchos Shabbos, towards the end of the paragraph, the Knasa de Mevashal B'Shabbos Sha Asu Lachlo Havi Dafka Hecha Devale Over Isser Bishol Havu Chol Savik Pluksa Ein Lasser B'Di Eved. So the Prima Gadim says we know that if a person is over on Melach of Shabbos, so So depending on whether it's b'shogeg, b'mezid, so he's not allowed to benefit from it. Other people aren't allowed to benefit. B'chule, b'chule. And the poskim see that the knas of bittel, I'm sorry, the knas of bishol, b'shabbos, not being able to be nene from melech shabbos, has parallels to the knas of bittel ishul chatchila. That if I'm mevata something when I'm not supposed to, so then I'm not allowed to get any hanah from it. There's a piece that's, I think it's in the Rav Sefer, it's in Harei Kedem, Moshe Soloveitchik, I think Rabbi Simon mentioned briefly, Moshe Soloveitchik argued on the Tushtel, but Magen Avraham from Megadim, I think it's generally accepted that you do connect those two. That you do connect them. Yeah. So he had alumnus which sort of broke the comparison. But, so Rav Shaptah is quoting here that according to the Pnim Megadim will only apply the Knas when the Isser, Melechas Shabbos, was performed, when there's no question of the Isser. But if it's a machlokas, a poskim, whether or not this was Aser to begin with, even if generally we're machmir for the machmirin, we won't apply the knas when it's done b'di'evid. So hu adin, when it comes to bitl Isser l'chatchila, we won't apply the knas when it's subject to a machlokas, a poskim. Ufizeh nir lomar, debikderes hablus mecholot ha-companies. Right, the question is now, this is the old dairy equipment shaila. The OU, I'm in the second paragraph on page Kofayin Gimel. So the OU does not give an OUDE designation, whereas other companies, like Chavkei, the OK, so a number of them do give DEs. And the reason for that is a couple different factors. One is because the OU gives an OUD sometimes because the kalim were not properly cleaned, and there might actually be a little bit of milchiks in the... you know, in the kalim when they go for the parav run. So someone who wants to be machmir on Chol Yisrael, even if he's not machmir on kalim, would not be able to use an OUD item, obviously, unless he was mevar. You can call up Rabbi Polsky at the Ask OU hotline, and he can look into whether or not there's actually dairy components to the recipe or not. But the question is, in general, can the OU... where Be'etzim, they may not hold that there's an Isser to have something that's a Cholot Stam. The Haraya, they give dairy hashkachas to many products that are Cholot Stam, candy bars and some cereals, b'chule, b'chule. How does that relate to their interaction with people who are Makbid? So, l'fizeh nir lomad, b'kderes ha'blulos mecholot ha'companies. Shenachku bo poski d'oreinu, emnoi b'Isser cholot ha'akmo lo. Shedatzach ha'zanish, the Ramosha Feinstein, v'ogidolim ha'yelahatim, mikra'adin, a person should not treat Cholov Stam as Isser. Connect them how you harbi shem machmir ba'osrim, the many who were machmir. Chassam Sofer was the Rosh HaHavura. Vimkein imbal beisach haroshes. Mehanegrorim achar dasa mekilim bezeh. Benoeg heter b'chol v'companies. Let's say the Jewish owner of the factory, or let's say he's a Goyish owner of the factory, he bet some holes that Cholov Stam is okay. I don't know if the Goy really has a psak on this, but point is that he's not being noheg the Isser. Bishal Akrak Vigdir Zeila Michael Kashab open Shabbada Yeshishim Negada Cholva Balua. Now he goes and cooks something which he wants to treat as parv. How can he treat as parv? Because he knows that the Shishim connected whatever milk of the believers were there before. Ain Lahakmer Lester Liknos Mea Michael Ahu Afilubada Nogam Lahakmer Bacholva companies Mikoh Hadin Mishin is Bakal Bishfilo. Even though normally a person should not buy food that he knows that there was bittel, because he can buy something that doesn't have the bittel to it. Shuvas Rabaz, Rabbi Simon didn't mention this earlier in the shiurim, but when it comes to this instance, where be'etzem, there's a machlokas haposkim, whether or not the isser is really isser bechlal, so in the same way that the Prima Gadim says you don't have to be machmir for the knas of melech shabbos b'di'eved, when it's a machlokas haposkim, who I didn't, you don't have to be machmir for the knas of bittul ishul chatchila once it's already been nisbatel, when the isser that you're concerned about itself is really subject to a machlokas haposkim. And Gedolei haposkim held that mikradin was mutter. So that is crucial because now it's a double nafkamina. Number one, the purchaser, who's normally makbid for a chol of Yisrael, can buy this item that has bittul in it without any troubled conscience, because the bittul was done ba'ofen where it's only a machlokas haposkim, and therefore teter, because the knas does not apply to him. The knas does not apply to him of this mishnas nisbatel b'shvilo.
Even though he still wouldn't do that.
Even though he wouldn't do it himself.
Because right. He holds the first sister which you're making on.
He's really awesome.
He's really awesome.
Right. But this knas, the whole thing might only be nisbatel b'shvilo, so b'makom knas, b'machlokas, the shana b'machlokas, so then I don't have to be choshesh for the knas that would say that it's also for me to eat this part.
I'm confused, because I thought, like before, it was mamash mutter, and there was no knas even what to talk about, but since he wouldn't do that, I'm not going to give my hashgacha on it.
I mean, when, right, okay, so now we're connecting everything, right? Okay, so you're saying Mechur HaDavar before said, I can give Ashgacha if this isn't something you yourself would
do. Even though there's no class even to deal with.
Such as like, Nosen Tam of Gam and Mekalem.
Right.
Right. Okay, so I think, so we have to read one more paragraph. I think that will, I should answer the question.
The Bachmet has been Kurus by in Bachmet Sakhila, but to the Bachmet Shabbos.
Okay.
Mr. Yosef, he said maybe this far as your Machmir is not just like the Shabbos, but also even worse than Shabbos, there, something like that. I hear.
Yeah, there's definitely, yeah. Especially, we spoke about this in earlier Chabura, there's an even bigger question if Melech HaShabbos is really a Chefta Machol Sasuris Bechlal. It could be just it's a din. Yeah, the Rajba with the Nusra Vigil Taima and the salt. Right, so that would especially give you, you know, grounds of what you're saying right now, that by Isser there's actually something that's there. Right, so Enachanan. We're going with the assumption, we're all post can assume that we, certainly on this Nakuda we can compare the two, but you're right, it's a good horror. Okay, so on the next Nakuda, both of the second paragraph in K50 is more or less the same as this, so maybe we'll just read it from there, and if you want you can see the differences on your own. So it says, "Ulfamim mevashlum v'esacharoshes maichal chalavi b'yom vav, u'besof hayom mizman shabli adayin ben yomo osam hagala." Okay, you know what? This is actually going to be more complicated to read than here. Let's go back to HGS on. I apologize about that. About halfway through the paragraph, the third paragraph, I apologize, Ava b'chol ha-companies, or b'shar safik plugs that we've been talking about. So hari l'fi daito shol ba'al b'is ha-charoshes ha-nigra achar das ha-poskim. It's here, the person producing the food who holds that the chol stam is okay, or echol ha-zeh heter gomor, bein l'didei, bein l'achrini, so for him to be mevatelit in the food, there's no problem because it's heter. There's no ein vatelin eschachtilo when it's mutter. But after, because of her amoli or dea, kufya test, there's one of those things that never shows up in chelak aleph. Shemi shenoig beiza dover iser because zeh shesover shedina hachi. Omko chumer shahichmer al atzmo mutter lechel machirim shenogim bo heter. So let's say I'm makbid on yashan. Let's say, and so I can eat at the same table as someone who's not makbid on yashan. They're not afraid that everyone's going to start trading lunch and he's going to end up eating the chadash. Because of Elzeb Shachs of Karten Chav, Dalfne Iverlo Avri, right? Because the Nachmin of the Ramah is saying now, Mishanoeg Isser Be'ezer Dover Machmash Sober Shadin Kane, Be'ochel Be'bayez Misha Matiro, Be'ez Misha Matiro, Osel Vashel Be'Kelev, Afilo Enem Bnei Yoman, Be'in Tzarf Lomer Sha'osel Ha'osel Lomer La'amatilo Mashel Lo Be'Kelev Shin Ben Yoman. So if I am machmer on a certain din, I can't use my kelim. I know you're coming over for lunch. I obviously can't use my kelim to cook something in there, even if it's ein ben yomo. And it will not trafe up the food that you're going to eat, but it's improper for me to use it for the purposes of my friend, who's noeg ister b'davrzeh. Auk shamatir mevashal l'chadchilo lo, ul'tzor chacherim gam kein mutter, dahavik di evit, arkan lashon ha-shach. Shach is a gvaldig avort over here. He says, I can't cook for you in kalim that you hold the SMR trade. But if I'm cooking for myself, and it just happens that you're also coming to join me for lunch, and you're also going to eat from the same food that I cooked, so there you don't have any problem of bitulus al chatchila, or you know, a similar idea to the mechura dover that we were discussing before, because be'etzim the kalim are being used for my purposes. So the mechura dover we said is that you can't do anything that you'd never do in your own house. This, it's irrelevant that you do it in your own house, because point is, I'm doing it for myself. So we don't even have to look at the cooking process, because the cooking process is my own cheshbon. The food that's in front of us now is now subject to a question. Is it mutter? Is it aser? It was enim and yomo. It's 100% mutter. You can eat from that. So, v'achanam nir lomer l'inim kelim shem b'nei yomon ach yisham ashishim u'bishar al-matir ba'ad atzmo ba'ad kol ha-konim shalo shari rov ha-yehudim orthodoxim ba'amerika nogim heter b'chol v'da companies ach l'chayagad n'chashar b'di ebit. So he says, what then if the OU certifies Chalav Stam products? So if a company is producing Chalav Stam products for the majority of American Jews who eat Chalav Stam, so if it also happens that it was bottled and some guy who's makbid on Chalav Stam comes along and wants to eat from it, on Klal Yisrael, he wants to eat from it, that's okay, because the bittul and the use of the kalim and the hashkacha that's on this was not meant for him. It just happens that after it's over, he can eat from it. But we're not giving the hashkacha on it for those people, because that would be a violation of Mokor. How is it possible?
I mean, like you pointed out, I mean, often it's not going to be pasul. Like, shishim nega the whole food.
This is a case where we know for sure it's shishim.
Well,
like candy bar. Yeah, enachan. That's what Rishat says. We're talking about a case, he said in the first paragraph, shebevada yishishim nega the whole
food. OU gives.
Let's say you have an item which is produced in, let's say you have two flavors of a candy bar. One has milkix in it, and one doesn't, right? A cereal bar. Okay, a cereal bar has milk flavor in one, and in the other a cereal bar doesn't. Okay, so the first run of the first cereal bar that's milkix, that's obviously going to get an OUD. But sometimes there's a little bit of the N left over in the machinery. So if they know that little bit of the N that's going to be left over is batul b'shishim of the next cereal bar, so then we can give that a plain OU without an OUD on it, based on this cheshbon. You're right. We're assuming that there's batul b'shishim. If there isn't shishim, then it's milk. Then there's Isser. Look, I've been hitting this Isser in what he's eating.
I thought it was talking about Qumrans. It's only just for milk
and for... Or it's true for a person, even if he holds that Chol of Stam is Isser Gomer, so then you need Bittel. You certainly need Bittel,
because otherwise you'll have to say OU without saying D.
Right.
Even though he's eating some dairy, maybe with his Batel, and have for him.
Right, and has a nachmin also, like you said before, milk is in fleishiks. Is if I ate fleishiks before, can I have this for dessert? We hold in Simon Sadi Hay, based on the Shaf, that there's no problem, based on the Ramah even, there's no problem to eat something that's made on dairy equipment after I have a fleishiks meal. But you gotta be mivar, is it just milk equipment, or is it milkiks? So this is an example of that. Yeah?
They can't give that a just plain OU, because... You're saying you assume there's no problem of mivah. I mean, you're saying since it's trying to figure it. In that case, since it's batul b'shishim, the milk is batul b'shishim. So therefore, forget people who hold of. Even if you hold a real rabbi that you hold.
We'll pick up next time, Mitzvah Shem. Shkoyach. You can keep the chuvas.